you doing today?
Good enough.
I just have a question. Do you believe in any conspiracy theories?
I wouldn't be surprised if the CIA and or the mob had a role in killing Kennedy.
Now, would you, if you could choose a conspiracy theory to be real, which one would it be? What were you thinking?
I don't know, that a water-powered car is a real thing, because that sounds like it would be extremely helpful for humanity.
Oh, okay.
I got one. The JFK was not assassinated. His head just did that.
His head just did that. He just kind of had an explodey head, you know?
Yeah, you know, he thought about something really hard.
Both of you have a great day. Love your content.
I think he divided by zero. That's what happened.
Love your content. See you.
That's how they exposed him. The CIA was like, quick, make him calculate zero divided by zero. So his head just had a bad day. Bad head day. Oh, I feel like I should have waited to word that. I should have thought that one through.
He had a splitting headache.
Cranial explodedness.
Yeah.
So
too soon? It was 61 years ago.
So is it still not okay to talk about fuck, I can't even remember. I lost it. Kick me. My joke fucking didn't land.
I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, the fact that the Trump situation got memed so hard right away, I was like, does that say more positive or negative things about us? I couldn't tell. Because it's we're taking it so unseriously. It's like, well, yeah, but doesn't that kind of mean like maybe we're not as I don't know. The fact that people were taking more humor in it than joy in it, or something like that, I thought was I don't know. I couldn't tell. It just seemed weird. I don't know.
I don't know. Every time anything happens, I feel like memes are created instantly. There's just, there's just that part of the internet that does that. You know, like the Reddit and 4chan users, they're normally, I don't know if they're normally, they probably are normally responsible for that though.
Yeah, but it's kind of okay, so as a species, does this just mean we're not serious enough for anything that'll ever happen ever again? Is this problematic, or is it just the way we are, and it's neither good nor bad? That's more so what I mean. Because, I don't know, I tend to think maybe it could be bad. Here's a pretty dark story. During the, what was the school in Florida that got shot up? I can't remember. Parkland?
Yeah.
Apparently, when that happened, there were kids going around on Snapchat just filming dead bodies, just being like, yo, my school just got shot up. What? That's so cringe. And, posting it. And it's like, what? You're not even a person or you don't have a person's brain if you're going around doing that. And so I'm like, that's where there has to be some sort of serious problem where people are just glued to screens literally all the time, and it's almost as if reality is just virtual reality to them and you can't take anything seriously. I don't know. It seems
I think everyone's just been desensitized to that stuff. The internet, fuck, man, you know, sixth grade, I'm scrolling through Facebook before school and I'm seeing, you know, I probably shouldn't say the group names knowing TikTok, but I'm seeing fucking videos from those Middle Eastern groups just popping up on Facebook, no restriction. And I'm just like, oh, all right, well, now let me go drink my milk for breakfast.
Yeah, ISIS torture videos. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right, well, I guess now I'm going to go eat my fucking Cocoa Puffs.
When I was a kid, LiveLeak and whatever didn't exist. I've never been on that website because I just know I'll just go and watch the most heinous stuff and I'll hate myself for it. But there's this website called Rotten.com, and it probably still exists. And it was just photos, but like, oh God, photos of like people whose heads exploded and stuff like that. And yeah, I remember I was hanging out with Blake Schaefer and we went on that website for fun once. And, just looking at crap like that, it was like, oh God, it was like photos of like a, an old woman who like died in her bathtub, but nobody knew it for like 3 weeks, and like pictures of that. And you're just, it's like, oh gosh. So yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I can't look at that kind of stuff. That'll probably fuck me up. I avoid that.
The thing I do is I look up I hate content like this. Like I don't watch Game of Thrones, 'cause I'm like, it's just like, it's just gore porn. I'm like, I don't care even if the story is good. It's like, and The Boys too. I'm like, you're just figuring out clever ways to turn people's heads inside out. It's just gross and I don't like it. But whenever I hear like something like happen, like in a video or whatever, like that movie with the gross looking clown or whatever, I saw a TikTok where somebody was talking about the infamous bedroom scene. And I was like, okay, well now I have to see it. And then I watched it and I was like, God, I so wish I hadn't done that. And I also wish that this didn't exist. Like, what are people doing? So
yeah, it's like,
it's just,
I don't know if you've ever seen these, but like the people who, they're like, oh yeah, recreating, you know, gore video on Roblox. And it's
Roblox.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, it's some kids playing Roblox. And then you got people talking like in detail about the actual video. And then just the reply, like, where can I watch it? It's like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why is your first reply, where can I find this video?
Yeah. I saw this is other thing that's kind of weird. I was watching this Corridor Crew video. And so like they were going over this like CGI scene where like there's this huge explosion. And then they're like, okay, but keep watching, and I think pretty soon you'll notice there's a problem. And pretty soon they noticed that what they did was they meshed the footage from that explosion that happened in Beirut several years ago. They used that, but then they also like did some CGI in the background and stuff like that. And then they were like, dude, that's not cool. Like, people actually died from that. And I was like, wait a minute. How is this a moral dilemma? Like, we can sit here and watch a video of somebody like literally being hacksawed in half, except not literally. It's like, you know, it's a movie, but it's recreated to the point where it's like super. And we're like going over like how badass it is that they like perfectly were able to capture that and whatever. But when we use actual footage that doesn't, we know people died, but it doesn't depict any actual death, then all of a sudden we're confounded morally. I was like, that actually makes no sense.
I was kind of thinking about that the other day too, because I was at the movie theater watching the new Deadpool movie, and I noticed they kind of toned it down for Disney. Obviously it's still Deadpool, but it's not at all like the first one. And then I thought back to the first one, you know, when he first drops in the car, that very first scene. It's like, dude, that shit was pretty fucked up if you really think about it. But like, people are just like, dude, that was dope. But then, you know, if I go on Reddit for too long, I come across those videos, you know, of like the cartel and shit. And I'm like, oh, God, this just does not make me feel good. It's why do I have two separate reactions? One, I know it's because one isn't real. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, but Deadpool, I'm getting fucking slow-mo cinematic shots of it. It's like, I feel like that might arguably be worse.
You don't know. There has to be something about your brain that just doesn't care when you know it's not real, which is pretty fascinating because, I don't know. But at the same time, a horror movie, or like, I remember when we were, I mean, I was pretty young, but even the adults, like when we went to go see The Passion of the Christ, that you can't watch that movie and not bawl your fucking eyes out, you know? I mean, there are probably some weird people that like thought it was funny or something. I don't know who they are, but I guess at the same time, that's supposed to be that's based on something that really did happen. So I guess maybe that's the part of it. I don't know. Because, yeah, if it's a scary movie based on something you think really happened, you're probably not going to be like, yeah, that's badass. You're going to be like, God, that's horrible. I don't know.
It's like that movie, The Strangers, where it's like based on a true story of the, you know, people who broke into the house, like the whole family with the masks on. And it's loosely based on a true story, I should say.
Right.
But like, you watch that stuff and it makes you feel a lot more uncomfortable because it's like, well, now we're just depicting some shit that actually happened. Or like the Dahmer thing on Netflix, watching that actually made me uncomfortable, but it was like still interesting. It was fucking weird. It gave me very mixed emotions the whole time watching it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Somebody should study this. They probably have.
I ain't reading all that.
I ain't reading all that, yeah.
Someone said, what scares me is the cult stuff because that's real. Oh, dude, did I tell you? Me and my girlfriend were in KC a couple weeks ago. They had a Scientology building. So we were at like a museum the day before we left. And I was like, hey, we're only a couple minutes away. You want to go there and get a flyer for your mom? She actually went inside and got a flyer. And I was like, so how was it interacting with real cult members? And she was like, oh, dude, their eyes, man, they just look dead inside.
That's so sad.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, they just look like they're going to ask if they can park my car. they're all dressed like valets.
I've only ever seen one Church of Scientology before. It was in Sacramento.
Dude, the new leader of Scientology at the San Francisco location, he still does currently run a YouTube channel called Braille Skateboarding that I used to watch a shitload when I was a kid. I learned how to like ollie and, you know, all the tricks I know how to do on a skateboard pretty much from this guy. And turns out that he had to get rid of his warehouse because he was donating all of his money from his videos to fucking Scientology.
Huh. That's funny.
Yeah. Dude, it's kind of crazy. I didn't even realize he was part of that. And what is it? There's like a video that's like 20 years old of him like saying, I used to suck at skateboarding. I would fall down a lot and I just wasn't good. But Scientology, when I joined, all the tricks came to me easier. And then I started really thinking about that. I'm like, oh, now you're making a YouTube channel marketing to kids on how to skateboard. It's like, that does not look good.
It looks very bad.
Did he reach Xenu level? I mean, he's running the San Francisco location. I'm guessing he did. Holy Xenu bear.
Level. Yeah, I saw that bear. That was cool. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, thank you, Daniel.
Praise Xenu. Hail Xenu. Oy.
So you don't have people wanting to yell at you right now?
No, I don't know what's going on. This happened last time, too. Although I was literally about to leave, and then I brought up some guy, and he ended up being fucking insane, but really funny to talk to. He had me pull up this paper, and the paper debunked his argument. It was so funny.
Dude, those are always the best. That's why I really like talking to flat earthers. Because they have this set script where they always mention the same papers, and it's like, oh, yep, I already have it downloaded on my computer. We can read it together. It's like, it does not say what you think it does, I promise.
But, yeah, he wasn't a flat earther, but, oh, man, I don't even remember what the hell we were talking about at this point. Oh, what? Blitz did a reaction to Candace Owens saying the moon was fake? I was going to do that today.
Yeah.
Now I can't do it. No, I'm going to do it. That's really funny that he did exactly what I was going to do.
Dude, I would respond to that stuff, but I never see it because I don't watch that fucking nonsense.
Oh, yeah, the antibiotics thing. Yeah, the paper said nothing about antibiotics, and he kept saying that. And he kept saying, you're such a disingenuous liar. I pointed at him. It was so funny. That guy was such an idiot.
Someone said it's so sad people like her are as famous as they are. Dude, I'm going to be honest. Candace Owens is pretty mild compared to some of the people that I really do not understand how they're famous. I mean, it goes like Candace Owens on the lower scale and then like the period, you know, that fucking girl on the very top of it. Do you not know that?
I don't think I know who you're talking about.
Oh, dude, I envy you.
She's the only redeeming thing that can be said about Candace Owens is she's all over the place. She seems almost like she's when I hear Candace Owens talk, I think, oh, bless your heart. But when it's other people like Tim Pool or Ben Shapiro, I'm like, yeah, I know that you don't believe the bullshit you're saying. You just say it to make money. Whereas for her, it's a different story.
Did you hear Ben Shapiro reacting to WAP?
Yeah, years ago.
Dude, he was like,
if I'm going to get some of that wet ass P word, and then I'm going to stick it in the wet ass P word. See, this is feminists. This is what you wanted. I was like, oh, you.
My favorite part from that, he's like, if you are with a woman and she's getting that wet, she likely has a medical condition. And I said, oh, no.
Did he really say that?
Yes, I shit you not. He said it. It's like, dude, oh my god, your poor
wife. I can't believe he actually said that. That man, that was a lot. That was like before COVID even started, I think.
That shit was fucking good. Oh, it was, man, so funny.
That is and really funny.
Literally the only thing I thought of, I literally was like, oh, his poor wife. It's like,
yeah,
she hasn't been happy in how long.
Did you hear Andrew Schultz roasting him about that? It was so funny. He's just like, Ben Shapiro, he's a fucking nerd. Look at him. He's a fucking nerd. He sits there and be like, well, actually, biologically speaking, wet ass P word is not really actually a thing. And it's just his impression of him is just really funny.
Dude, what's the guy's name? Mark Normand. I've been listening to a lot of him lately and he's funny as hell.
I don't know who that is.
I didn't even remember how I found him. I'm sure somebody in the comments could say more. I just came across him, but he's funny. Someone said thoughts on Destiny. I don't know. I think Destiny is very irritating a lot of the time. Even when he says stuff I agree with, I would rather not hear him talking.
he is so good at making everybody he talks to sound like an idiot. And I agree with almost all of his assessments, except for just a few things. The Israel stuff, he's gone so far. Although I don't know, he has says things it's really funny. He had a video where he was going over like some news story that happened where like Israel, they just like obviously did, like they bombed a petting zoo or something like that. Like something that you actually can't defend. I don't remember what it was though. And he was reading through the article and like being critical of them. And it was after he did that really long debate with, Norman Finkelstein and Benny Morris and the other guy whose name I can't remember, but like that got memed to hell because Finkelstein couldn't get his name right. It was so funny. But all the comments in Destiny's video were things like, no shill dollars for you this month, Mr. Morelli. And it was so fucking funny. All of the comments were like that. But like, if you like, he did a Piers Morgan thing the other day. The way he shits on people on the right, it's just, it's so unbelievably satisfying. It's so funny. And he's just really good at it too. But there are some other things where I'm just like, no, there are times where he's just trying to win an argument, not talk about what's true. It seems like,
unhinged. He just really
gets that's true.
Upset very easily lately. Like after he made Jordan Peterson go off the fucking deep end, it's like Jordan Peterson fucking casted a spell on him to make him a little bit like him too. Now they're both just, they get in screaming matches so often now, and it's like, I can't even fucking.
I don't know. Even though I'm like that. I think that's a deliberate tactic he does because just say this one more thing. But he does do that a lot. But I think he only does that when he thinks he has to. Because again, like he did a. Have you seen the debate he did against Dennis Prager?
I'm gonna be honest. I don't know who the hell that is. That sounds like a made up name.
from Prager, you know who Dennis Prager is because he's responsible.
I know what Prager U is, but I've never heard of the guy behind it.
I bet if you saw him talk, you'd be like, oh, it's that guy. But if you watch that was just a couple days ago. The whole time, Destiny's just like very leveled. And I think it's because he knows who he's talking to and he doesn't have to do that. So I don't know. It could depend on the day, though. Maybe he only does that on the mornings he knew he got cucked, and on the other days where everything's going good, he's like, eh, not that big of a deal. Everything's good.
Dude, PragerU is kind of... That shit scares me.
It's a terrorist organization.
Dude, and it's fucking well produced. You look at it and you're like, God damn, this is well made. Like, if I was a fucking idiot, I would probably buy this shit, every bit of it.
Have you seen, like, the dinosaurs, the model dinosaurs they have at the Ark Museum, Ken Ham's Ark Museum?
Yeah, in the fucking cages where he's like, yeah, well, they people own them. They were like dogs.
Yeah, but they're like, they're extremely good, though. Like, well done.
Yeah, it's scary, but I love when Bill Nye went there. I'm like, yeah, but don't you have to admit, you know, for $100 million, this is a beautiful, beautiful exhibit. He's like, I think that $100 million could have gone to a better cause.
What a gangster.
Dude, Bill Nye, I don't know. It's like, as I've grown up, I've just seen him become more savage, and people fucking hate him for it, but it's like, dude, it's kind of funny. It's like Bill Nye, a little nerdy dude, just fucking roasting you. You don't even know it's happening.
You know what? I got to say, although I have gotten literally zero debates out of this, if this was a podcast episode, this would have been a good one.
I thought about doing podcasts before.
All right, let's do it. But
then I realized that the things I talk about are kind of stupid.
That's what podcasting is.
No, you can clip farm stupid shit, but do I want to be that guy where it's like you have the one clip where the dude's like, did you know that fucking 600 people fucking can fit inside this stadium? It's the smallest stadium in the world. And you're like, dude, fucking no way. No way. And it's just the stupid back and forth arguments. Those clips are absolute fucking brain rot. It literally, I will watch those and I swear I feel my IQ dropping.
Well, maybe we could raise some IQ while also doing like some like cringe stuff.
I don't know. I feel like
start an alpha male podcast. We'll find some like generic alpha brain supplement from like GNC or something like that, and every 20 minutes be like, this episode is brought to you by Omega Alpha 3.
Dude, now we gotta get sponsored by like a monster truck fucking rally. So it's like Sunday.
be there.
Dude, I don't know why Sunday is the go-to. I know there are other days, but Sunday, it just, when you say it in that voice, it's so good.
It does sound good.
It's like, it's way better than any other day of the week. Like, Thursday. Like, that doesn't sound nearly as good.
That sounds terrible. I don't want to go anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, Thursday, it's like, dude, I'm busy that day. I can't.
Yeah. Have you ever walked up and tickled a stranger's behind when he's using the urinal? Then you know what it's like to drive the all-new Ford F-150. Built Ford Tough. Now back to the episode.
Wait, someone said it's a God's day. Yeah. Early in the morning, you go and talk to God. And then late at night, you see trucks that are also monsters.
Yeah. You could rebrand as Tonka. We're brought to you by Tonka Tough Steel.
Dude, I used to have so many Tonka trucks. They were fucking awesome.
I don't know if I ever had a Tonka truck. There was this kid that lived in my tent. He was in my class. His last name was Tonkin. His mom was Japanese. His dad was just some white guy. They're an interesting group. They moved, though, when we were pretty young.
Oh, Kylo said, are you guys liberal or conservative or moderate? I'm a glober. I don't know those shoots. Round.
I'd say I'm probably pretty liberal.
I don't know. I don't get involved in politics in the fucking slightest. Ever since I've been able to vote, it's been a shit show. I'm sure before then too, but I didn't pay attention before then.
Hey, yeah. So I'm definitely not a flat earther, but so I've recently started reading the Bible and stuff. I'm not really here to, like, change you guys' mind. I kind of just want to know why you think the Bible sucks.
So my thing is, I like science and every attempt that people use to try to argue why the Earth isn't billions of years old, why evolution isn't true, why the Earth is not a globe, they pretty much always appeal to the Bible. So it sucks respect. If you're going to try to, if you're going to try to use the Bible to like gain information about the Earth, it's useless. And what little it says is just completely wrong, I would say. In terms of being a set of instructions for forming a culture or a society, I think on balance it's kind of shitty. There's some good stuff in there, but
so would you ever say that there is a possibility? It doesn't have to be a great possibility, just a possibility of a creator.
Yeah, it's obviously possible. Three creators are possible.
Who would you say the three creators are that are possible?
I don't know. Their names could just be Dingledorf, Barbra Streisand, and Spanky.
I didn't know if you meant it was like something else. Like,
no.
Yeah. So my issue with like, and then your Big Bang one. So the problem that I have with Big Bang, right? So the Big Bang happened, then Earth was a lava ball. Where did life start? Like, what is the starting point between us being a lava ball of just molten magma going from there to just simple life, simple cell organisms?
Well, whatever that process was like, it's not like it happened in an instant. It's kind of like, when do you become conscious? Not when you're a sperm, not when you're an egg, not when they're fertilized either.
But the issue with that argument is I came from another life.
Yeah, I know. I'm just talking about how something emerges along the way without ever discreetly coming into existence at one point. So yes, you're always alive, but I'm not talking about being alive or being a human. I'm talking about your sentience, the consciousness you have, right? So life is, if we look at a cell, it's literally just a chemical system. If I were to take away one chemical reaction that your cells can do, you would still be alive. You may be alive in a different way. You may get cystic fibrosis, for example. It's caused by, because those people they can't get rid of chlorine ions or something like that. I always kind of forget. But you'd still be alive, right? Now, however life emerged, it would have been this process that never at any specific point the system becomes alive. At no specific point do we say, when this specific chemical reaction over here happened, or when this little bubble around a hydrothermal vent right here formed, then whatever this stuff here is became alive. It wouldn't have been like that. It would have gone almost like back and forth in a weird kind of way. But life eventually emerges.
Yeah, I'm sorry to be a beta here, but Tony Ferguson is fighting, so I gotta go.
Oh, okay.
All right, have a good one. Make sure that you watch at least 43 Andrew Tate videos.
I mean, I'll try. I'll try to stop at 43.
All right, I'll catch you guys later.
UFC's awful, by the way.
Nuh-uh.
All right, that's a debate for a different time.
It's getting to be quite boring.
I don't know anything about it. If I want to watch millionaires give each other brain damage, I just watch football. So
So that's my issue with the Big Bang, and what I've learned from Big Bang, like what I learned in school, is that there was this whatever caused the Big Bang, and then we had the Big Bang, and then kind of space expanded, and then we have now these parts of the Big Bang that now we have Earth, all the planets and the moons and everything that we know came from the Big Bang. But my problem is, and it could be a simple-minded argument, you can just say it, but that we were once a magma ball, and then life came from non-life. That's the issue I have, is life came from non-life, and they can't even recreate that in like labs or anything. The best labs in the world can't create life from non-life. But a Big Bang that just like happened can create life from non-life.
I mean, I get the sentiment, but things come from not those things literally all the time. I mean, a hurricane comes from random wind patterns. They're not exactly random, I guess. Random's actually the wrong word to use there, but hurricanes come from wind patterns, local weather conditions or whatever that themselves aren't a hurricane, but end up producing a hurricane. There's emergent phenomena like that all the time. And for life, it's the same kind of thing, because life is not... I wouldn't exactly say that life is a different kind of chemistry. I mean, there's chemistry that's unique to life, but life doesn't violate any like scientific rules, despite what people try to argue and say that it does. The chemistry that allows living cells to be alive isn't life, but like literally from the bottom up, that is what makes life. So life actually does come from non-life. Nobody would say the metabolism of glucose is life, but without it, life can't exist, for example.
Yeah.
And that's very different from things life needs, like without water, living things can't exist. But it's not accurate to say that water, like, I don't know how to say this, but water isn't like something that living things do. That doesn't make any sense, because of course it doesn't make any sense. But metabolizing glucose is something that living things do. So there. Hopefully that kind of made sense.
Yeah, like to a certain extent. I think it's more of just like a disagree. Like, I don't know, to me, like, and like it just seems a lot of like perfect things would have had to have happened. Like a lot, like billions of perfect things would have had to have happened for us to be where we're at today. I almost hate bringing that argument. Like, I almost hate like bringing up like the perfect, whatever that argument is called, when you, the odds argument or whatever, because flat earthers use it a lot. But it just seems to me that a lot of things would have had to have perfectly happened for us to be able to like literally be here and speaking on two different phones to each other.
Yeah, kind of, but this is what's happening here is you're taking a look at the way things played out and saying, what are the odds that things played out the way they did? I agree they're absurdly low, but just because different things would have happened doesn't mean that life, like maybe it wouldn't be you and me or even Homo sapiens, but life in some way would have been on this planet. It's like if you flip or roll a dice 10 times, what are the odds that you get exactly whatever the sequence you end up getting? It's going to be some number that's probably greater than the number of atoms in the universe. But that doesn't make that roll of the dice special or miraculous in any way, because the dice still would have been rolled 20 times and some sequence would have come out through that. It is interesting to wonder if the conditions here on Earth are really special and that we shouldn't expect highly complex and intelligent life on other planets, because you need like an ozone layer to protect from UV radiation, and you need plate tectonics to recycle nutrients in the crust and to make it so you can have like mountains that create interesting weather and climate patterns, and also create rivers that aid in erosion and soil deposition and recycling of nutrients and things like that. Maybe without that, like all these like particular special things, and the right composition of metals, like, I don't know, whatever, a moon maybe helps. Yeah. Maybe without those things, you can't get anything other than pond scum, but you know, pond scum is life. And if the universe is filled with pond scum and we're the only things that know it, that makes us, I mean, it makes us pretty special, but it doesn't make life miraculous in any way.
Well, I would say if the universe is as big and as vast as they say it is, I would say the odds are there is life. Like, doesn't Neil deGrasse Tyson say the Earth is, the space is so vast that somebody else on a different planet in some other galaxy is having the same conversation that we are having right now?
Like, if it's infinite, then that would be the case, because it has to be the case.
Well, I feel like, yeah, it would either have to be infinite or space is fake, which I don't think space is fake, which I think that's one of the dumbest arguments. So I would say it's
infinite. Oh, yeah, it's dumb.
But, yeah. But, yeah, I guess that's my main point. Talking points. And I'm kind of new or to the, I'm not new to the Bible, but I'm trying to understand it more. So I'm not, like, the smartest person to debate. I think you should talk to VO. Oh, I've seen you talk to VOR. But, yeah.
Yeah.
He would know more than me. All right, well, you have a good rest of your day.
You too.